This is the problem. Take a pair of scales of the old-fashioned type.
I'm talking about cybercrime again. Cyber bad guys operate at all levels, from intercepting your car's Bluetooth to using apps and the internet to steal private financial details of tens of millions of citizens. Even a single person can create cyber mayhem. In April 2015, Navinder Singh Sarayo, a 36-year-old, appeared in court in the UK wearing baggy sweatpants, running shoes and a hoodie. This small-time investor drove a broken-down car and lived in his parents' run-down flat near the flight path of Heathrow Airport. But back on the 6th of May 2010, he had used off-the-shelf software to manipulate high-frequency trading algorithms to create the infamous flash crash. He sent the Dow Jones Industrial Average on a wild ride up and down some 1,000 points. He briefly wiped over $1 trillion from the stock markets. To put that into perspective, that's about 1/60th of the gross domestic product of the entire planet for a whole year. And along the way, using techniques called spoofing and layering, he picked up $40 million, all done using a simple home computer. Now, given it's that easy for one person to create havoc, think how much easier it would be for a government with all of its resources. People talk about cyber warfare, but it's a fairly vague term, but it refers to governments attacking other governments. Specifically, what happens when governments use the internet for sabotage, espionage, and subversion. Financial markets, military assets, communication networks, infrastructure, you name it. If it's got a computer, it can be hacked. In September 2010, nuclear enrichment facilities in Iran were attacked by the Stuxnet worm. The Iranians were purifying uranium up to weapons grade using centrifuges. These centrifuges were taken over by this worm. They spun so quickly that they destroyed themselves. But when the attack was actually happening, the control panels of the Iranian operators wrongly indicated that the centrifuges were spinning normally. This attack delayed the Iranians' weapon-grade uranium program by over a year. Who did this? Well, in June 2012, the New York Times claimed that President Obama had authorized this sabotage. A modern country relies absolutely on infrastructure, sewerage, transport, drinking water, power, and so on. In 2009, President Obama said, and I quote, "Cyber intruders have probed our electrical grids," unquote. And then in 2012, an American company that monitors over 50% of the gas and oil pipelines in the USA discovered that the Chinese had hacked its computer systems. Were the Chinese simply looking for industrial secrets? Or were they planting bugs so that they could shut down the US energy grid if China and the USA were to have a conflict sometime in the future? In 2012, Iranian hackers took control of 30,000 computers belonging to the world's largest oil producer, Saudi Aramco. We know that they changed the Aramco logo to a burning US flag. But what else did they do? In March 2013, the major banks and broadcasting TV stations in South Korea were hacked. Was North Korea to blame? Or was it somebody pretending to be North Korea? In the Middle East, the Syrian Electronic Army hacked into the Twitter account of Associated Press. They then published a fake news item about a bomb at the US White House. That incident alone sucked $136 billion out of the US equity market. While there are suspects, there is often still not enough information to positively identify the culprits. Cyber warfare can also be done relatively cheaply. But of course, you get better results if you spend more. In May 2010, the four-star general Keith Alexander was put in charge of the newly formed US Cyber Command. By 2014, its budget had jumped from $1 billion to $4.7 billion. They claim they need this money to deal with incessant attacks from other governments. The US Deputy Secretary of Defense, William J. Lynn, said, and I quote, "Cyberspace is a new domain in warfare, just as crucial to military operations as land, sea, air, and space," unquote. As part of their recruitment, the US Defense Department has annual competitions with cyber warriors running banks of military computers. Each team typically has to protect 5 computers, which are running 7 different operating systems, against relentless waves of ever-sophisticated cyber attacks. And the average age of the competitors? Just 16 years. China and many other countries are doing the same. After all, since time immemorial, teenagers have been given weapons and told to fight. This is just a 21st century version.
What does it mean? Why is it so?